The Solar Decathlon team spent nearly 3 weeks in California showing off its log cabin-style rustic home to the public. This week, it's down to business as the team is competing in 10 events, showcasing the home with the hope they will leave Irvine as victors. Sharafti Kuzmar is a member of the team and a computer engineering student.
Well, we've all been feeling the pressure. If anything, it just motivates us as students to just push more. We work great together as a team. We just keep pushing. Definitely keep up the positive attitude with each other.
The competitions include washing clothes, cooking, and hosting an entertainment evening, showing off energy-efficient methods in the home. Those events are all going on now. The public is also allowed to go through the home at different periods of time. Richard King with the Department of Energy toured the home and says he's impressed with the WVU entry.
It's very homey. It's beautiful. They've got simulated log cabin veneering on the outside, so it looks like a log cabin. They've got a nice stone. Well, it looks like, I thought, hey, you guys, you know, got a fireplace hearth in here. And it's not. It's for their home theater system is going to be encased around where normally a fireplace would be. It's kind of neat. And it's just got that Appalachian feel to it. It's really nice house.
King says the students get an educational opportunity of a lifetime with this event. He says not only are they using energy technologies to build a house, but they get to meet people from around the world that can help them network when competition is done.
Our sponsors and industry, you know, scoff them up. They want to hire them as soon as they're out of school. So it gives them a jump above other students who didn't do any extracurricular activity during their college years.
King says the houses are all exceeding his expectations. He says the WVU entry stands out as it is the first log cabin style home in the competition. He says that freshness is good for the competition.
Sunlight is everywhere, and so solar energy can be adapted and integrated into a house no matter where you live. And we're proving that because these teams, two of them come from Europe, two come from Canada, and then they're spread across the United States. So they come from all regions. You walk down 20 homes, they're all different. They come from different places.
In Irvine, the teams are doing a lot of activities together, and Kuzmar says it's helped the team bond, too, not just with others, but with each other.
It feels great to be part of a team that's so motivated, a team of students that has the ability to come together and, you know, use all these different aspects of learning that they learn from school or from outside of school and put it into one house, make it the best house possible as well. It's not, you know, one person calling the shots. It's all of us, you know, collaboratively making this house.
Richard King says for future solar decathlons, he expects the competition to move into a more expansive household format. This means the competition could also include keeping an energy-efficient car at the site. On Saturday, October 12th, the awards of this year's decathlon will be given. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Beneduccio in Morgantown.